Ice Cube: Black Americans haven't gained much after voting Democrat for decades. By David Ng on October 26, 2022. As the midterm elections draw closer, prominent Democrats are having trouble connecting with black voters who are fed up with soaring inflation, out-of-control crime, and the nonstop influx of illegal aliens. In a 2021 interview that has gone viral again, rapper and actor Ice Cube explained that black Americans haven't really gained much after voting Democrat for decades. Ice Cube sat down with journalist Graham Bensinger last year for a conversation in which he said the Biden administration has so far failed to engage in a meaningful way with his contract with black America, his manifesto that puts forth a blueprint to achieve racial economic justice. They haven't done anything to act on it. I've had one conversation with an assistant to the president, but no talk with the president. No other movement, he said. We're still working though. When asked about the blowback he received for meeting with President Donald Trump, Ice Cube said people assume black people are unconditionally loyal to Democrats. I just think people didn't understand exactly where I was coming from. And people are really used to seeing black people go on one side, to the Democratic Party, he said. We've been doing that for a long time as a people and we haven't really gained as much as we should. And I believe it's important to engage with both sides, and not just one side, because if the one side you're engaging with doesn't respond, there's nowhere to turn. Watch below. As Breitbart News reported, Ice Cube accused Democrats in 2020 of brushing aside his contract with Black America, saying that the party told him they would address the issue after the election. He said that the Trump campaign has spoken to him about the initiative and as a result, made some adjustments to the campaign's Platinum Plan, a roadmap for economic, educational, and financial investments in black communities. This midterm season, Democrats are having trouble connecting with black voters, whom they have taken for granted for decades. As Breitbart News reported, Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, is struggling to secure the same level of support among black voters against Republican challenger Herschel Walker as he did in the 2021 special election. Stacey Abrams, D, is also struggling to attract black voters in her second attempt to become Georgia's governor. A recent Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll found just 79% of black voters support her versus the 85% of black voters she garnered in the last election. 4 years ago, Governor Brian Kemp, R, earned 3% support from black voters, but now is polling at 10%. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.